And this is Chito.
And this is Chunk.
And welcome to the Nurse Hoge Podcast.
Season 2. So, we're all excited to hear from our tandem, Chito and Champ. Of course, meron na naman tayong bagong guest, Chito.
Wow.
For today. At dahil dyan, may ginawa akong tula.
Grabe.
Oo, sobrang hirap nitong tula na to. Parang first time yung maririnig, guys. Sabi dito, roses are red, violets are blue. Kung windmill, cheese, tulips at nursing opportunities ang hanap mo, makinig ka sa podcast na to. Because we are flying all the way to Netherlands with our very special guest, Nurse Aurora.
Hi. Yay! Hello, Nurse. How are you, Aurora?
Good. I'm good. Yeah. A little bit cold, as we talked about it. But yeah, I'm good. Having a day off. But I didn't expect about the poem, huh? It was so nice.
Grabe yan si Sam. Super talented yan.
Impromptu.
Like, really, I even have tulips here. I picked them up. Kasi tulip season
na. Actually, nag-usap kami kanina ni Chito. Sabi namin, parang sarap magpunta sa Netherlands ngayong spring season.
Spring.
Visit me in Amsterdam. We can have a coffee and I could show you around. Kasi the country is tiny, huh? So...
So Aurora, so how can we call you? Can we call you Ao or?
Yeah, Ao. Ao is better. So okay, it's so, short.
All right. So Ao, my question ako, is it called Holland or the Netherlands? It confuses me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. So the Netherlands is the country, but I think we're used to call it Holland. Even back in the Philippines, we were growing up, right? Mm. Like Holland, Holland. But actually, Holland is a province. So there are provinces in the Netherlands, and one of them is Holland. There's North Holland and there's South Holland. Mm. And yeah, it's Amsterdam is a city which is part of Holland. But we're used to calling it Holland, but it's not actually a country. So we should call it the Netherlands.
Okay,
may natutunan tayo agad,
ha? Kasi every time, because I'm fond of watching football, every time I watch Netherlands or Holland play against other countries in the World Cup or other international competition, I would really see Holland before. But now, I think it's changed already into Netherlands, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, because the famous team, you know, the Ajax, or if you read it in English, it's Ajax of Ajax. Mm-hmm. It's in Amsterdam, but it's from the province of Holland. So, yeah, people may think that, I learned it as well when I moved here, or not before moving here, like when I was still in Germany, that Holland is a province, but not the country itself. So we should call it the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
It's a common misconception sa Pinas.
Yeah, true.
Holland and Netherlands are the same.
Alam mo yung alam ko is Holland Hopia. Yun lang.
Alam ko naman Holland and Barrett.
Oh!
Yeah. The medicinal herbal place.
Okay.
So, ang dami na nating nalaman agad na about Netherlands, even the football team. Alamin naman natin kung paano naman napunta si Nurse Ao sa Netherlands. So, would you mind to tell more about yourself? Like, how did you go there, or some background about you in terms of nursing career?
Okay, this is a long story, but... I'll do my best to shorten
we'll make it short,
okay?
Then.
Yeah.
Take your time, don't worry.
I'm a nurse from Cebu, and so but as we all know, diba, we all want to go abroad, work as a nurse, and but back in the day, or like maybe 10 to 15 years ago, so it was hard to leave the country, but I didn't want to go to other places apart from the U.S. or maybe to Europe. But I didn't really plan on going to Europe. So I'm also a USRN, so I was planning going to the States while working in Cebu. But I thought like maybe, I want to do a Euro trip before settling down, working as a nurse and all those plans we have in the States. So I learned German while working full-time. And yeah, I spent for myself, you know, so I didn't have to pay if it doesn't go right or if it didn't go right. So I learned German and passed the exam, thankfully, and was able to get my visa. And before I was about to go to Germany, I was in a birthday trip in Palawan. Of course, we're island babes, right, back home. So mini trip. And I met a Dutch. So that was the story. Sana all. But I met a Dutch, but I didn't expect it to be, you know, because he's way younger than me. So I didn't expect it. So what happened was when I was working in Germany.
So ang pangalan mo, Duchess of Cebu.
Gusto ko yun, eh? Duchess of Cebu.
Yeah, but that was the story actually, because I wouldn't be here if not without him. Or So I was working in Germany, and I didn't like it anymore. So I was planning going to the States, you know, continue my immigration processing with the employer. But we got married, and COVID came, so I had to move here for good because. You know what happened during the pandemic, the peak, everything were closed. The borders in Europe were closed, and that was the best decision, you know. But I was scared because it's another language to learn, you know, the Dutch language. So that was the reason why I'm here, and I couldn't leave my nursing career, so I had to go on.
So how do you say hi in Dutch? How?
There are different ways because there's the northern northern Netherlands and there's also the southern. Mm-hmm. So there's here up north we say or sometimes hoi of hoi. Or hello.
Hoi.
It's like Bisaya, like hoi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hoi. That's it are do sa to ano. Sorry, it's yeah. Champ, ah.
It's all right.
It's champ. Hoi. Yeah, it's there's like the intonation goes down like a hoi, like sort of like that. Yeah. For a formal like greeting or like sort of like good morning, it's like goeiemorgen, goeiedag. The G here is different from the German, so yeah. It's like
parang may kakaibang ano sa lalamunan, no? May
yes.
Parang nagagargle ka lang, ano?
Yeah, true. You have to practice it while you do that when you learn the language.
Right. Okay, pwede yan sa after ano, Listerine or ano bang mouthwash. Try natin mamaya, champ, baka ano tayo ng touch. So, Ao, you've said about your journey already going to the Netherlands. Do you know any steps on how to become like a nurse in the Netherlands? Like, what are the requirements? Any what do we need to apply? What are the fees? Can you talk about those things if it's alright?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm very particular with processing, you know, and I don't want anyone to process it for me, even when I went to Germany. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I will share about it. So first things first, there's like because some Filipino nurses would ask like how to be a nurse in the Netherlands, but how is it? Is it through an employer or through by yourself and you pay for your papers? Mm-hmm. You know. So I'm just gonna do. I'm gonna share to you how it will be if you do it yourself or the employer will do it for you. So the requirements mainly just like AFRA for Australia or in the US or CGFNS. In the Netherlands, the first thing that you need to do is to have your documents assessed. Like if it's equal or if it's not, like, you know, the educational assessment. So there's a website, and if you're not moving here to be with a partner, if you're just coming here to work or just independent, you know, nurse who wants to come here, you need to pay around 150 euros to have your papers assessed. So I will, 150 euros is about...
Like 10,000 pesos?
Around, yeah. So... Oh, almost 10. So maybe 8,700, 9,000 to 10. Depends on the currency.
So assessment lang siya, no?
Assessment lang. So after that, when you receive your assessment paper, which takes maximum 1 month,
So where do you send it? In the professional regular
online body? Lang.
Online. Mm-hmm. It's www.idw.nl. Mm-hmm. It's a website. Mm-hmm. Mostly in the Netherlands, you have to do it online. They mm-hmm. love it here without the paper sending anymore. So you have to upload all your educational papers from your elementary to high school to college and whatever certificates you have. Yeah, comprehensive, so they can give you a full assessment, because what matters to them is what you've done with your, for example, this one with your nursing field, that you've done volunteering, you've done the medical surgical or the operation toolit, things that you've done. It's good to add. Yeah, it counts, actually. So that's the first step. And then after that, the typical documents that we have, the diploma, the TOR, the RLE, the course description is also handy, the CV, like comprehensive CV, and your passport copy. And if you don't live here, if you live here, you have the residence permit, right? So if you don't live here, only your passport copy. It needs to be notarized. So, and it needs to be notarized by a Dutch lawyer.
Okay.
So, if you're in the Philippines or anywhere in the world, you need to go to the Dutch embassy in that country to have it notarized.
So, it's another expense pala that they have to prepare.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's quite expensive to process the registration here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. After that, there are certain forms you need to fill up, and it's very, very subjective kind of forms. I processed my Germany. I processed for the States. It's basically just forms that are, like typical forms that certain words. But for the Dutch one, you have to make I almost made like an introduction for a thesis or dissertation to explain what you've done in your nursing career. Really? Wow.
Is there a limit or like how many words or is it just like it's really subjective?
Subjective. So the more you explain what you've done, mm-hmm. the better
the chances
assessment
of winning.
Yes. That's exactly the more chances of winning. Because they do not know our nursing degree back home. Because can I share it to you, or we just go about the registration process?
You can share it. No worries.
Yeah, because the nursing here is different from the nursing back home in the Philippines. Mm. Philippine nursing is based on American nursing or Australian. It's more on the American side nursing we have. We were rotated in special areas during our nursing days, but here in the Netherlands, you can graduate as a registered nurse in a nursing home. You can graduate without being rotated in the operating room, ER, ICU, no head nursing. It's sort of weird for me, or I was culture shock qua nursing, in terms of nursing. So when you do the registration process, you have to explain to the forms that there's like open or blank space there to for you to explain it, what you've done. So we have to put, with the Filipino nurses here, we have to put that we've been rotated in the ER and all of these areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of actually not shocked them, but also they found it weird. And I said that we have a bachelor's degree of nursing, because here in the Netherlands, it's divided into two, the associate and the bachelor's of science in nursing. But the bachelor's of science in nursing here do not necessarily mean that they were rotated in the ICU. It's more on they do thesis.
Mm.
Yeah.
More in university,
Yeah, sort of like academia.
They have a lot of essays and some
research.
Yes.
So how many years, if you study nursing basically in Netherlands, how many years does it take you to graduate and become a full-fledged nurse?
Yeah, for a normal nurse here, it's it depends on when you graduate high school here. It depends on if you did good grades in your high school, you can go further to your bachelor's, and if not, you can go to the associate. So the associate is around 3 years, and if you do the bachelor's, it will be or there are 4 years, 3 and 4 years. No, 4 years. Sorry. So both of them are 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. I cannot really like explain it further, but
that's okay.
And that is just for the normal Dutch student who wants to be a nurse.
Okay.
But if you're a Filipino nurse, some of them didn't know. Actually, there were Filipino nurses who did their registration through studying again because they didn't know the process. Or the process itself is so long and confusing. So they had to study just additional 2 years.
Okay.
Or three years, but not
parang tagal din nun, ha?
Yeah, actually, it's very, very long. I wouldn't do it myself, especially if you've been working long in the healthcare. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's very demotivating to study again, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just the typical years. It's just back home. About the fees as well. So the first was the 150 euros, which is almost 10,000 pesos, and the lawyer's fees, that it depends on the lawyer, so it also costs a lot. And the forms, you don't need to pay right away. Just this, yeah. If you're from the Philippines and other countries, you have to use DHL or FedEx to send it.
Just like the US as well, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Just the same. And the exam fee, so there are two exams actually you have to do for the Dutch processing. After you've sent the assessment paper from the EDW, the educational assessment, and the forms and your diploma TOR and all those papers, if they give you the signal that, okay, it's done, we've check your papers, it's good, you can take the first exam now. So yes, there are two sets of exams actually. It's so very, very long and
comprehensive as well. How can I tell, what's the synonym of comprehensive?
Actually, comprehensive, I would say, if you take the CBT or NCLEX, it's more, or the one Ha'ad in Dubai or Abu Dhabi, it's more comprehensive when it comes to nurse, the content, you know. But here in the Netherlands, it's not a negative thing, okay? It's just my own opinion. But it's more of to check how well you are with the language, the Dutch language, when it comes to the medical terms.
So the medium of the examination is in Dutch language or English?
Yes. Okay. Everything is Dutch. Also, the forms that you have to fill up, you have to do it in Dutch. So just like in Germany.
All right. So, so if it's in Dutch, so you need to learn Dutch first prior to accomplishing everything, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, basically, you have to learn Dutch. So, sort of like if you can multitask, you can learn the Dutch language while processing the papers. Because, of course, 1 month it will they will assess first, and the second month they have to send the papers. That's so it will take time. So you can also learn the Dutch language from A1, A2, just like German. They have the same leveling because it's part of the EU or European Union kind of, you know, rules. So, but when you do the exam, you have to make sure that you really know the language in middle level.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like you need to pass the Dutch language first, and then take the written exams. And is there any practical examinations?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier that there will be two nursing exams, right? The first is the not so hard kind of exam. It's three parts. It will all be just computer based. First part is the English comprehension, so we're good at it. Mm-hmm. All Filipino nurses passed it in smooth way. For the other nationalities that we went together in the exam center, it took them another time, you know, to pass. Mm-hmm. The part two is the Dutch language level, like how good you are with the reading part. Mm-hmm. And the content is more about medical, like healthcare essays or something, like about diabetes, about COPD, or that information. And the third part is Dutch medical vocabulary and expression, because this country is full of expressions, like idiomatic expressions.
Okay,
wow. Sample?
Nice. Yeah. Sample.
I'll see. Yeah. Dutch expression. I'm thinking about it now.
Napalaban din.
Yeah, I need to look into my paper. Dutch. Yeah, I have it in my. If I couldn't find it in 1 minute, then I'll ask my husband.
How was it?
So expressive ang mga Dutch, no?
Yeah, they're using like expression instead of direct sentences.
Okay.
Sometimes you like this one. At work I always use it. Meneer, hebt u grote boodschap vandaag? So in English it's like, did you have a very big poop today?
All right.
But if you translate it in proper English, sir, did you have a big grocery today?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Idiomatic parang, expression talaga.
Idiomatic.
Siguro so, para hindi masyadong gross yung dating.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it's also used in all aspects, expressions. Okay.
Yeah. Not just in clinical setups.
Not only in clinical setups, but those expressions that you need to study is geared towards the medical area. It's a lot, actually.
So it's like reading. It's like how do you call that? Reading between the lines, or
reading between the lines. Like like for example, when somebody talked to me like, ik heb een grote boodschap, like in English, I have a big grocery, and that was my first, 7 months here in the Netherlands. I was like, what did she say? A big grocery, and it's early in the morning, you know, when you take your vital signs, and you know, and we have to assess the poop, right? And I was like, big grocery, shit, what is it? Oh, sorry for the word, but it's right. The idiomatic.
All right, ang dami natin natutunan ngayon.
Parang sa UK, di ba? May number one and number two.
Yes.
Do you wanna spend a penny?
O mga ganun. So may ganun din sila.
Yeah.
And kasama siya sa exam, no? Interesting.
Yeah,
napaka-interesting talaga. And moving on, Ao. After you took the examinations and applied for all of your papers, how did you apply on the healthcare institution? Did you apply directly in online, or did you direct? Did you went to the healthcare facility physically?
Oh yeah, so that is very interesting. So I mentioned earlier that was still the first exam, right? The second exam would be the one with the knowledge, skills, and the practical, you know, the return demonstration, and the critical thinking, like sort of revalida back home in the Philippines. So that's the second exam, the final, that will tell you if you will become an RN or not. So going back, I arrived here after 6 months. Upon arriving here, I learned the language in the libraries and borrowed books. Learned online, so I can do the interview in Dutch, because I knew it back in Germany that you wouldn't be able to work in a healthcare facility, hospitals or nursing homes, without learning their own language. So what I did, I had to learn it quickly, just, you know, for in a communicating base in a just a communicating level. I tried applying online through Indeed, through asking friends back in down there in Amsterdam or anywhere in the Netherlands how to apply, because I live in the north, which is there's not a lot of foreign nurses here up north, so it's most of them are really Dutch nurses, and I was given a chance. Actually, I had a lot of refusals, like really, like a lot of refusals, and I was given a chance in a hospital. So my first work here is in the hospital, and I was still working as an LPN, like licensed practical nurse level, because of my license in Germany, and while working on my registration. So I mentioned earlier, while you process your registration, you learn the language or do other things just to continue with the processing or do behind it, you know, behind the processing stage. So I worked as an LPN. I was sort of like the floating. So if someone needs, hey, do you have time to inject, or do you have the time to prepare the IV, or do you have the time to, oh, not the IV, sorry, it's not for the LPN yet, but time to insert a catheter. So I will do it for them and help the RNs. And when I passed the exam, when you pass the exam, the second exam, the last one, if you fail the exam, you have to do the, you have to study again in certain number of months. It depends on where you failed in the knowledge test. So if you have a lot of mistakes in the psychiatric nursing or maybe the nursing home nursing, then you have to do, you have to study again and do an internship in that area.
So I don't know, interesting, no? If you fail on that area, a specific area of nursing, then you need to go and do practical or need to expose yourself
both.
To that area, isn't it?
Yes, both. Right. Theory and practical. And on the other hand, if you pass all of the three parts, the knowledge, which is the computer-based sort of NCLEX type, but only lesser numbers of numbers, and then return demonstration of two procedures, and then the critical thinking, the revalida, which you have to do, like the acute situation. Explain it to two nurses in front of you, like in a panel room. And then if you pass it, then you will just have to do the preceptor stage, 3 months, where you work. So it's easier, actually, because if you do if you have to study again, you have to pay for the school. You're not paid as a worker, and it's hard to find a school, actually, for foreign nurses. So, yeah. And, yeah.
So, all in all, after you passed the Dutch exam, how many months and years did you take? How do you say that? RN, yeah. RN in Netherlands.
So, that was... so, because of COVID, they closed the office, but I still continued. So about 1.5 year.
A year and a half. Okay.
A year and a half. All so right.
And how long did you study to learn Dutch? Did you went to a review center or
actually
just learn
no.
with you? Oh wow.
Self study.
Oh. Did the lesson or did the German language that you learned help you on the Dutch language?
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Well, I must say that it would have been easier if I've learned the Dutch language from the English, like using the English medium or knowing English alone, than from German to Dutch. I know there are certain words that are like almost the same because Dutch is a Germanic language, but because of the intonation, the accent and the different syllabic, I don't know how to explain it, it's different. So I even cried learning from German because I was still used to with the German words. And then when I was learning the Dutch language because I really badly want to go back to work, and then I was crying because I couldn't pronounce the G. that sounded like you have a phlegm. So in Germany, for example, I will say that I have lived in Germany. I have lived and worked in Germany. So I would say, ich habe gearbeitet und gewohnt in Deutschland. But if you say it in Netherlands, it's like, ich habe gewohnt and gewerkt in Deutschland. So it's a... And I couldn't do it at first.
Medyo malaki rin yung difference, ha?
Yeah. When I hear you talking Ao in Dutch, there's a resemblance of the French language, isn't it, Chang? Yeah. Or I don't know.
Parang accent niya, no?
Yeah. There are a lot of French words here used that are part of the Dutch vocabulary. So, yeah, they're European countries, so
all right.
I don't know. They're all
so. Moving on, we've learned the steps on how to become a nurse in the Netherlands, with Nurse Aurora's journey. So, Ao, what are the pros and cons on being a nurse in the Netherlands?
Yeah, this is a very nice part of the talk because there will be nurses or. There were a lot of nurses who asked me about the pros and cons before deciding if they would come here or not. Through, there are certain agencies which hire nurses, to come here and work. Mm-hmm. So I also talked to my nurse friends here, okay? Like, the nurse friends who have worked in Germany, who have worked in Finland, you know, who moved here to be with a Dutch partner. So we could say sort of like different things, also from the States, some of them, and also from Australia. So there are, for me, it's hard for me to see a lot of pros than the cons, but the pros, Dutch people are known to be direct. I think it's also in the UK and in other parts of Europe, like pretty direct, but... It's not considered as like bad, you know. So you can just directly tell someone if something happens during your shift, or that, for example, after a day shift and they left something, you know, that shouldn't be left there, you know, for the next PM shift. Then you can just say it right away that hey, but you didn't do this and do that. Can you do this next time so that you know, blah blah blah. But if you do it back home, sort of, you have to check it first to be polite, you know. So in here, it's more of no matter what age you are, there's no seniority. Like you shouldn't feel bad talking back, not necessarily talking back in a negative way, but speaking up, you know. So that's one of the pros that I love it here when it comes to working with nurses here. And also, when you are sick and you couldn't come to work, you don't have to present a medical certificate. I'm not sure in your place or you need to do a medical cert, you need to show it, but when I was in Germany, you need to call your primary care doctor and ask for your medical certificate, also in the Philippines. So it's different. I love it. Like, they just trust each other. And yeah, but that's, as a nurse, okay. That's more of the pros. Honestly, I want to think more about the pros. But
How about the work and life balance there? How many hours do you work in a week?
Yeah, I must say, I only work 32 hours per week.
That's a big pro.
Oh nga.
Yeah. That's a big pro, but yeah, work-life balance is good here. I can say that they're pretty relaxed, and they promote this work-life balance that you have to relax at home. But of course,
mental health.
Mm-hmm. But we Filipinos really have ways of doing our own work-life balance, no matter how busy we are or how many days we work. So with that, I'm pretty chill with the 32 hours per week, though I want it more. You get me?
So where do you currently, what kind of specialty did you like, or what are you, where are you working now? In specialty, nursing specialty.
Okay. So I first worked in the northern part of the Netherlands. So I worked in the cardiology and the pulmonary and internal medicine departments. And then the last 2 months in my previous work, I was moved to the geriatric med-surg department, and it's like a geriatric internal medicine for people ages from 70 to 100 or more. So I got interested with it because maybe it's a possibility to do adult and geriatric nurse mm-hmm. practitioner sort of, you know, in the future maybe. So of course back home we don't have geriatric nursing, right? I mean, it's part of our curriculum in nursing, but everyone is mixed with everyone in the med surg. So I'm working in the geriatrics med surg department in one of the hospitals in Amsterdam. So wow. I find it actually nice, but also sometimes it's heavy. But I find it very, very interesting.
Mm. Mm. So you mentioned earlier about universal healthcare, no? So
yeah,
medyo interested lang kami. How's the healthcare system in Netherlands? Is everything free? Like, for example, if you have an emergency procedure that needs to be done, is it all free or may mga percentage na kailangang bayaran ka just in case?
Yeah. It's good to know because I was in Germany. I saw it as well, the universal healthcare they have, and now in the Netherlands. So I'm kind of actually sometimes when you talk about universal healthcare here, they're more on curative than preventive. So when you say about emergency cases, okay, fine, you will be covered. Like no questions asked. It's more on, you can have the full treatment, so you don't have to worry. However, my question as well is, they're not really as preventive as, for example, if you're in the Philippines or in the States, or that you can proactively ask for what you want. Like, for example, if you have a history of this one, you want to ask for a yearly checkup or quarterly blood labs, they wouldn't do that to you. You have to pay out of pocket. But the Netherlands, it's sort of already kind of almost the same system with the American healthcare, because I worked for an American health insurance before. I've learned more about the out-of-pocket, the deductibles, and all of these things. And in the Netherlands, you have to pay first a certain deductible before using the services. I do not know, in your end, you also have to pay first a certain amount. So before being covered, you have to pay something first.
Okay. Universal
it's
healthcare.
Nice to know.
That's
something that our nurses have to consider before moving to Netherlands,
true,
if they're interested.
It's so quite expensive, here.
So moving on again. So Ao, how do you maintain work and life balance there in the in Amsterdam?
I moved work in to Amsterdam because I must say I forgot to share about the cons, right? But with the work-life balance, if you're in a bigger city, we come from a third world country, the Philippines, but we're really like sort of active type of people. We love to go out, we love to eat out, we love to just go out. I'm not sure, right? Like
to hang out with friends.
To hang out with friends and just do nothing. People watching, just talk with over coffee. So I find Amsterdam such a nice place, but not only Amsterdam, but you can go anywhere within the city or outside the city after your work. Like, for example, after work, my Filipina workmates, we're actually five Filipina nurses at work, so it's so nice. And we go out for a coffee, we go to a museum. We have a lot of museums here, so it's nice to go out and have a museum date. And if there's like a long days off, then maybe I go somewhere to Germany or France or Belgium or even fly. So typical, you know, Filipinos that once in a weekend, beach trip, but we don't have a beach here, so we're gonna do our best to go somewhere just to, you know, do something. So yeah, that I do, reading books and just coming home, resting. There's not a lot to do actually, because it's always rainy, so it's some sort of like an indoor activity that you have to do here.
And mahilig sila magbikes, no?
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, I go to work with a bike. I have two bikes. Going to the bus station with a bike. Leave your bike in the metro. It's always like bike here, and you have to really make sure that you won't be like you shouldn't walk on the red lane here, because the priority here are the bikers.
So you have a lot of cycle lanes.
Yeah. And no one should step on, like just walk and just pauraray in Bisaya on the red lane. Or else you will be...
You'll be called by the RTA.
Yeah, because the bikers here drive so fast. Eh? So you have to make sure that as a tourist or a newbie here in the Netherlands, you have to know the do's and don'ts. So... don't walk slowly on the red lane on the cycle path.
All right.
Dami natin na tutunan, no? I think hindi siya very common na napag-uusapan yung nursing in Netherlands. Parang, to be honest, I never heard of anything about nursing in Netherlands for Filipinos. So, it's refreshing na meron tayong gantong information from Nurse Au.
Na possible palang maging nurse sa Netherlands, you know? Hindi ko alam, parang possible. Ano lang, actually, just recently I knew that it's possible pala, no?
Yeah, it's very possible. Like, yeah, you just have to know the processing because it's not really just a simple CGFNS and then search for the Board of Nursing in the state where you want to work. It's such a huge, it's such a long process. And oh, sorry, I forgot to share the cons. I know it's very, very important because I know some nurses or a lot of nurses will listen to this. But because the pros is like you have a nice life here. Like the Netherlands is very pretty. I would say it's one of the prettiest countries I've been to. They really love to beautify their houses. It's very clean. I know other European countries are clean. Scandinavia, they're also clean, but they're like clean, pretty, you know? It's such a cute country, and it's very small as well. Like, very tiny country that from north to south, east to west, you can just drive for 3 hours or be on the north at the end of the day and go back. So if you're used to long drives back home in the Philippines, and then the Netherlands is already tiny for you.
So talking about earlier going on a bike and riding the train, how's the transport system there in the Netherlands?
Just like you guys in Germany or anywhere here.
Train, bus,
train, tram, tram, metro. Yeah. But it's expensive.
Is it expensive? Oh, okay.
More expensive than in Germany with how they do. More expensive than in Luxembourg. It's free. Belgium is also how lesser.
My standard, my benchmark is Switzerland. Is it as expensive as Switzerland?
No, Switzerland is very, very expensive.
That's the gold.
Yeah,
that's
the gold country.
Oh my.
It's, ang libre lang ata doon, tubig eh.
Oh, totoo.
Yeah, I would say, I would say Switzerland
is... That is my benchmark, actually.
Me too.
Nang expensive.
Oh, yeah. Because when I went to Switzerland, oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
I for a coffee of 7 euros.
Oh yeah, like the average expenses, how much, like 30 euros per meal per person.
Yeah. So, even
for a KFC. Yeah, KFC and Burger King. Oh my God!
But you know the views are incomparable, naman to other places. So yeah. Going back to Netherlands, so ang dami nating natututunan. So anything pa that you want to add, Nurse Al?
Oh yeah, it's more about the cons, like because I know that people say that it's better there than in the Philippines. I always say always compare where you're going to with another first world country.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? Like, yeah, mm-hmm. we can compare the Philippines, but it's not comparable. You have to compare it with UK, mm-hmm. with Germany, with US, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. But you have to compare it. Like, and also, when you work here, you couldn't, through an employer, it's either you will just be given a temporary 5-year visa. So if you're an experienced nurse, you'd rather go to UK or America, for example.
Mm-hmm.
For a long-term goal, but of course people have different, you know, reasons. So it's also a nice country to live and work and experience. So I would say that
okay.
Yeah.
That's good though. No? Good points. Mm-mm. To
good points.
A lot of eye-opening information, no. Hindi porque first world country everything would be ano, parang heaven on earth, diba?
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
Thank you for all the information, Nurse Al. Sobrang appreciate namin yung honesty mo to really tell your experiences and the pros and cons.
Yeah, just, you know, experiences. But I, at the moment, I'm happy, contented. Mm-hmm. So that's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah, so it will also really depend on your aim, kung ano yung reason mo why you're mm-hmm. on a certain place, diba? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So moving forward, meron tayong tinatawag na segment na Fast Talk. So I think you are familiar with it, yeah? Si Tito Boy. So dahil wala ngayon si Tito Boy, dito si Kuya Champ. So we're gonna be doing Fast Talk. So alam mo na yung mechanics dito. So we'll be giving you two options and then straight away you'll just tell us what you prefer between the two. All right, okay. You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do this. So, Fast Talk, German or Dutch?
Dutch.
Berlin or Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Beach or snow?
Beach.
Mm-hmm. Pinoy tayo eh. Burger or spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sinigang or adobo?
Adobo.
Ward or theaters?
Theaters.
Mainline or side drip?
Mainline.
Of course, gusto natin mainline tayo. Morning shift or night shift?
Night shift.
Hip-hop or rock?
Rock.
Sneakers or sandals?
Sneakers.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
Donut or bagels?
Donut.
Mm-hmm. Champ or Chito?
Pwede both. Pwede both. Pwede both.
Champ?
Gusto ko yun. Chi-champ.
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 Yeah. Alright. That's a good conversation, no? Ang dami nating natutunan.
Sobrang dami nating natutunan.
The landscape, yung working hours.
The working hours.
Yun yung medyo umano sa 32 hours in a week. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, so, ang dami mo pa rin pwedeng gawin with your free time.
Yeah.
No? Like, siguro based on this, no, I feel like we're very, ano, parang kailangan mo talaga maging responsible when it comes to researching kung saan ka pupunta.
Mm-hmm. So,
medyo i-lower mo yung, para yung expectation mo hindi ganun kataas. And, yeah, you have to, parang natutunan ko rin that if you really want to go to a certain place, meron talaga silang iba't ibang procedures, meron silang set of examinations mm-hmm. that you have to go through. Mm-hmm. And you have to respect those kasi true. We're mm-hmm. foreigners on that country. So, ganun pala kahirap maging nurse sa Netherlands. Hindi ko siya ine-expect, to be honest.
Ako din.
Sobrang eye-opening
sobrang,
siya.
Sobrang technical. Sobrang complex. Mm-hmm. Parang ano true. Talaga siya. If meant to be na nasa Netherlands ka, meant, dyan ka na talaga.
Exactly. No,
and siguro common misconception kasi sa mga Pinoy when they say Euro, parang almost all the same type of processes lang yung pagdadaanan. Pero hindi pala, no? Medyo madugo siya. So, congratulations, Nurse Ao, na nalagpasan mo lahat yun. Grabe.
No, honestly, thank you. And nah, if not for my husband or something, or no reason to come here, and no motivation, I wouldn't do it. It's such a huge, long process talaga. You couldn't believe it, knowing that you have the chance going to UK, and I already have my US license, and I was already in Germany. So sometimes you're right that if you have the reason, you'll really do your best.
Mm-hmm. Yan ang
parang reason. Love conquers all.
Yan.
Dadaanan ko lahat ng exam and mga language test para lang.
Yeah.
Maging kasama ko si Forever.
Duchess of Cebu.
No, from Duchess of Cebu to a Dutch, Dutch nurse na.
Duchess of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Hindi ko ma-expect. Like, in my age, I have to learn another 2 European languages. I was already okay with English, but yeah. Mm. So to anyone wanting to come here, language is the priority.
Mm.
So I think we're good, no? Ang dami nating nalaman from the processes, the fees, the pros and cons. Of course, yung 32 hours talaga yung tumatak sa isip ko. 32 hours is 32 hours.
Pwede pa
ka
24
hours.
Eh.
Wow.
My workplace sa mga Pinay, mag 24 na ako sis kasi gusto ko na mag-chill. Oh, okay,
wow, sana all.
By the way, alam ko medyo mahaba na yung usapan natin. I'm just interested about your annual leaves.
Mm. Oh, okay. Annual leaves. 1 month.
In a year? Okay.
Okay then.
1 month ba or same. More? Kasi every season, there's always like a 2 week or 1 week leave. But I know it's 1 month. I know it is 1 month. Kasi I usually get it with my husband. We have the same... leave para we can do a road trip down there. But paid.
Oh wow.
Hindi ba paid yan or something?
Paid yan. Paid dapat.
That's nice. Parang maganda talaga yung work-life balance. Yeah. But of course, sa ating mga listeners, they have to consider din yung mga cons.
Yeah.
No? But kung meron nga kayong kagaya ni Nurse Ao, kung love conquers all, diba? So, susuungi ng lahat ng mga exams and mga pagsubok. And, siguro, to just end our conversation din, I'll just leave you a Bible verse from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 12. Sabi dito, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. Parang sakto dun sa conversation natin, no? Rejoicing in hope kasi parang si Nurse Ao, may hope siya na yung forever niya, magiging forever silang magkasama. So, yun, persevering in tribulation. Despite of all the examinations, nag-persevere talaga, no?
Ang hirap ng touch, eh, no?
And of course, we have to devote then to prayer. And with all these things, with the hope, with the perseverance, with the prayers, will be much stronger and yun, we're prepared to do what God has prepared for us. So, di ba, parang si Nurse Ao siguro nung bata pa siya, hindi naman niya ini-imagine yung sarili niya that she will go to Netherlands to work there and live there. Pero dahil nga sa nandun yung kanyang forever, sinuong niya ang lahat ng exams, di ba?
Sus, kung alam nila.
Lovers in Palawan?
Oo.
Oh, yeah. No, Palawan. Palawan is, that was nice.
So, any final message for our listeners? Do you want to shout out anyone, Ao? Pwede po sa pwede po ka magbisaya.
Oh.
Sige lang, go lang. Google Translate ko mamaya.
Nah, it's alright. Now shout out to my fellow Filipino nurses here in the Netherlands kasi they also helped me a lot, the nurses before me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to adapt, how to be a nurse here working in the healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And to my Cebuana nurses in Ooh. Cebu and around the world, kasi of course we're in different countries now.
Mm-hmm.
And
gaulat na ang pungko-pungko sa ila dire.
Pungko-pungko wala dire.
Wala dire dai so.
And to the nurses who are about to come here, who are hired by certain hospitals here or a hospital. So I hope that you'll find what you're looking for, and that hope you'll find the Netherlands pretty and nice, mm-hmm. and that everything will be fine in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So positivity lang talaga, sir.
All sirs. Right.
Cheeto and Champ.
Yeah, look on the good sides. Mm-hmm. Bisitahin ka namin dyan, ha?
Oh, for
please,
sure. Punta kami dyan.
Please
oh.
tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Na-tourist guy na ako all the time, sir, ha?
For
day of
line.
Tao.
Okay, message ka namin soon. And, aw, may ano ka ba? May mga bibatiin ka ba sa Pilipinas na kay pang greet sa ano sa Cebu?
Yeah, of course. Ang akong mga ginikana, no? To my parents, maybe they will listen to it on Spotify. So,
Basin day.
Yeah, Basin. To my family and friends and my best friend, Attorney Tessa. We hail from Danao City. So, in Tanang Taga Danao, hello. And also in Cebu City. Hope right. Okay ra mo tanan din ha. Thank you.
Do you have any...
parents.
Do you have any favorite sentence in Dutch? Na pwede mong sabihin sa amin.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Really?
Expression.
Expression
na naman.
This will be funny. Okay, it's my favorite. Or what kind of expression do you want me to?
Anything?
Get na ano?
Do normal hoor.
What's that?
Actually, it's a very known expression here. Na you shouldn't do anything crazy or out of norm, nor being normal. So
do normal hor.
Do normal hor.
Hor.
Do normal hor. All right.
In Tagalog, parang paka normal ka naman dyan.
All right.
Kung Bisaya pa, it's like pag normal uy.
Pag puyo.
Oh, pagpuyo ka na. Yeah, exactly. So, do normal whore. Yeah.
Do normal whore.
Okay. So, thank you, no? Thank you for the listeners. Thank you so much for sticking to us until mm-hmm. the end of this episode. Thank you again.
And of course, thank you once again to Nurse Al. Very informative, nice discussion, no?
We hope to bring you back again soon.
Yeah.
No? Is it all right?
Yeah, of course. Anything you want from the Netherlands,
oh.
or something, anything related to nursing, I would. It's fine. Thank you as well for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, because of course this is very actually
I was
informative.
Actually I was looking for the countries that are not really common for us nurses, mm-hmm. Filipino nurses to go. That was Mm-mm. me and Champ's goal before.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're slowly going there. So expect
so
us to
next time ba meron na tayong Sri Lanka and Mauritius?
Oh, meron
maybe.
Na.
Maybe.
Very interesting
or Bahamas.
Actually, we've been very successful to a lot of hits. How do you call that? Charts around the world. We've been trending for quite a while now. So thank you so much
years.
To all the
thank you to all the listeners, even sa Sri Lanka.
Yes, Kat.
Baka may mga Pinoy nurses pa na dun.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Interesting.
So to end this again, this is Cheeto.
And this is Trump.
Paalam.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.